Now now's the siege raised, and the numerous train of the Turks, Jove be praised, are defeated again. Their Mahomet's aid they in vain did implore, and they swear they'll not trust the dull god any more. The sham of the lodestone at last they have found, and their god is condemned to be laid underground. Let the English give praise, let's all Christendom join in singing of lays to the powers divine. Vienna once more hath the victory won, and the Turks, though so mighty, are put to the run. The giant Goliath by David was slain, thus who fight against heaven do fight but in vain. The grand vizier's fled, in vain he did boast, and 'twill cost him his head since the battle he lost. His many of thousands he invincible thought, yet they by few hundreds to confusion were brought. To the great king of Poland let the honor redound, whose actions with credit and fame do abound. To the Duke of Lorraine great praises are due, who had fought but in vain if proud words had proved true. At the Emperor's threats he laughed in his sleeve, and all his great proffers he scorned to believe. But great as he was, he withstood all their charms, choosing rather to die in his countrymen's arms. His loyalty true all the world doth admire, but the Whigs who look blue and commotions desire. Ruin and strife is Whigs' element still, they're an obstinate people if crossed in their will, and what their will is as hard to be known as it is to find out the philosopher's stone. No devotion but theirs, all others, they say, of the devil are snares for to lead us astray. The Pope to avoid, they'll do what they can, and instead of an image, they'll worship a man. To the Turks they no martyrs, but converts would be, but in time we may see them all die by the tree.